From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Foreign ministers of the European Union's six founding members, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response to the vote in Britain to leave the EU. While European integration has taken a blow, the EU's core members insist it will not be fatal. Frank-Walter Steinmeier is the German foreign minister. He speaks here through an interpreter.
Es muss uns jetzt die Möglichkeit gegeben werden.
We want to have the opportunity now to take care of Europe and its future. That means, after the decision Great Britain made, negotiations on a British exit or Brexit should begin as soon as possible.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will make a previously unannounced stop in Brussels and London Monday as Washington reacts to concerns to Britain's vote to pull out of the European Union. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders, and wounded more in days of ground and air raids near the border with Pakistan. Regional civilian and security chiefs confirm at least 12 Afghan security personnel were also killed, while another 18 were wounded. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel ended, but not before 20 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, some of them children, in eastern Syria. The attack took place along the border with Iraq, an area mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meantime, the Syrian Democratic Forces, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces, backed by aerial support from a U.S.-led coalition, clashed with the IS inside the town of Manbij, a key stronghold of the militants. Tens of thousands of Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank have gone without mains, water in recent weeks. Abdel Fattah Salim is one of them. He speaks here through an interpreter.
We come here and then we have to carry the water on our shoulders for a long distance. Those who can't afford to pay for a car to drive them are in trouble. They only have their shoulders.
An Israeli spokesman says there is exactly the same amount of water on the Israeli side, but there is better management of the water. He said Palestinians are stealing water directly from the pipes. Shortage may be recent, but the dispute over water has long been one of the main areas of contention in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters leave for Africa today, where they will promote girls' education in Liberia and Morocco before going to Spain. Their first stop is Liberia. In Liberia is for Mrs. Obama to meet with President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The First Lady will also have a discussion with local teenage girls that will be moderated by the actress Frida Pinto. The recent Ebola outbreak in Liberia created even more challenges for girls' education in Liberia, where just one-third of all girls are enrolled in secondary education. Voters in Spain at the polls today in a repeat election as Spain attempts to break a political quandary. They have been without a government since December, when parliamentary elections resulted in no party receiving enough support to form a government on its own. Political leaders have tried unsuccessfully since December to form some sort of ruling coalition, but efforts to produce a viable candidate for prime minister have failed. Recent opinion polls indicate today's vote will be similar to the last. Energy giant TransCanada suing the United States for canceling the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline. President Obama stopped that project last year, saying it is not in the U.S. national interest to build a huge fossil fuel-related project, while at the same time leading the fight against global warming. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.